So she was on treatment for 8 months, was progressing, had the treatment stopped, and then had a response.
Yeah, I treated her for about 8 months with prior nivolumab. And what had happened was she had had a fall, and she fractured her sacrum, which diminished her mobility. And basically, you know, the disease kept getting worse, and so I stopped treatment. And I think it's a very rare case, but I can't necessarily attribute the shrinkage to anything else. I mean, it was a significant drop in alpha-fetoprotein and significant shrinkage of the tumor. Some people suggest that, you know, there could be other reasons for this. You know, you see on placebo, for example, patients sometimes having an objective response. I don't know if this fits into that category, but certainly we have to consider these things now, the idea of pseudoprogression, the idea of delayed responses, the theoretical of hyperprogression. These are all things that are floating around when we take care of these patients, and I don't think we have all of the answers yet, but it's certainly interesting.
Well, I have a closing theory about your patient. How about this? How about if she actually ended up getting combination therapy because the nivolumab was still on board and she took some kind of supplement or something that synergized with it?
So, you know, I think that's a good question. I really asked very aggressively, are you taking any supplemental medicine? I asked very frankly, I said, listen, I'm not going to be offended if you went to another doctor and started another treatment. Please be honest with me because I think this is fascinating. And, you know, I've known her now for 2 years. I mean, like somewhere around that time, a little less. But she was very honest and she says she hasn't taken anything. So I agree. It's possible there could be some other thing at play. But I put this in as being a little more provocative in the sense of, you know, we have to acknowledge there may be a small proportion of patients that have pseudoprogression or a delayed response kinetics. We have to acknowledge as well that there might be something called hyperprogression where cancers may grow faster on this. So this is all kind of in there. None of this has been proven by any means, but something that I think clinicians should be aware of to think about at least.